This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
Where do I begin to tell the story of Begin the Beguine? Well, with a rhythm. Just a rhythm. I'm with you once more under the stars and down by the shore an orchestra's playing. Something sultry, exotic, all the clichés. Where are we? The French West Indies, specifically Martinique in the Lesser Antilles, just north of St. Lucia. And they have a dance, something sort of kind of bit like a rumba, with emphasis on the hip rolls. A combination of French ballroom moves and Creole folk dance. It's been around since the 19th century, and over the years a lot of bands have sprung up in Martinique to cater to the demand. And some of those bands wind up going to the imperial metropolis, Paris, and playing in little dance joints on the left bank, favoured by Martinican natives and a few Parisians seeking something a little different. And once in a while, when their visitors over from New York, a wealthy American couple occasionally looks in. Les Colporteurs, Mr. and Mrs. Cole Porter. Watching the dance, a pun comes to Cole Porter, and he writes it down in a notebook. Begin the Beguine. Aha, so Cole Porter wrote Begin the Beguine after hearing the Beguine in a Martinican nightclub, or maybe while visiting Martinique. No, he actually wrote it on a world cruise on the Cunard liner, the Franconia, somewhere between Indonesia and Fiji. That's about as far as you can get from Paris or Martinique without leaving planet Earth. But he had seen a native dance at Kalabahi, a village on Alor in the Sunda Islands. The old punning title he'd written down a decade earlier popped into his head.
When they begin, I begin.
And Cole Porter sat down at the keyboard and began to compose.
When they begin, I begin.
He was supposed to be working on a show called Jubilee, inspired by the actual 1935 Silver Jubilee of King George V, but set in a fictional European kingdom, a Beguine, whether Martinican or Indonesian, French West Indian or Dutch East Indian, doesn't have much to do with the plot of Jubilee, but musical comedy was more relaxed about these things back then, so they wrote in a plot diversion called Café Martinique Scene and shoehorned the song. It was introduced in Jubilee by June Knight, but she never made a record of it, and nor did anybody else, except Xavier Cugat. Thank you. On stage at the Imperial Theatre on Broadway, Begin the Beguine was a big hit. But out in the wider world, on radio, on record, in nightclubs, big band one-nighters, the take-home tune from Jubilee was an entirely different Cole Porter song.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring. Just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things.
A trip to the moon on gossamer wings, while Begin the Beguine remained leaden and earthbound, refusing to take off as 1935 turned to 1936, 1937, 1938. Enter an up-and-coming clarinetist. Here's me with Artie Shaw many years ago.
You just went along to see the Cole Porter Show Jubilee and you were struck by the tune.
I thought it was a marvelous tune. You see, in those days, remember, tunes were 32 bars. There was an 8, 8, bridge, and 8, or A, B, A, C, 8, something else, and then back to the first 8 and something else again. But this tune went on for 104 bars.
He's selling it a bit short there. In fact, Begin the Beguine is 108 bars, the longest standard in the American songbook, so long that back on that world cruise heading to the Fijian Islands, when Cole Porter said to his co-writer on Jubilee, Moss Hart, that he'd written the big ballad for the score, Moss Hart sat down, listened politely, and stood up halfway through, assuming the song was over. The musicologist Alec Wilder, while admiring Begin the Beguine, said that round about the 60th bar, he found himself singing an alternative title, End the Beguine. Nevertheless, Artie Shaw and all his musicians loved the song, and so he asked Jerry Gray to come up with an arrangement. So Jerry Gray did, but he kept it as a beguine, with that beguine rhythm. No, said Artie Shaw, not like that. Try again. It wasn't that big a deal. The band had its first recording session with Bluebird Records coming up, and they were pretty certain which fan favourite was going to be the A-side.
When you look at Indian Love Corps, which is a really kind of larky version in which Rudolf Frimmel almost gets hip.
We were making fun of that. Yeah. You know, we were sort of joshing it. I mean, after the Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald mawkishness, you know, that silliness. When I hear you, you're kind of silly. So we made fun of it. We went cheap, cheap, and we did a lot of things like that.
Cheap, cheap. Cheap, cheap.
And, you know, audiences like that. It's a good record of its kind. I tell you, Frimmel thought it was good once he got past his shock. We thought that was the A side, judging from the responses when we played it in public. And Begin was just tacked on, as I wrote, as an afterthought. I thought, well, it's a nice little tune. It'll make a nice quiet contrast. That one took off like a singed cat.
Cheap, cheap.
When Artie Shaw told his arranger, Jerry Gray, to go try again, he had no idea what he was unleashing.
Cole Porter Begin was done with a beat, not the way he wrote it. I wasn't desecrating the melody. I didn't change it to something unrecognizable. Just gave it a different view.
Finding some corner in there that the
composer... Yeah, lighting up a little corner. Cole shook hands with me and he said, happy to meet his collaborator.
And so 3 years after it was introduced on Broadway, Begin the Begin was a solid, embedded hit. Not as a Begin, not in Begin rhythm, and not with a vocal that makes an English language pun of a Creole dance, with not a whiff of Martinique or the Dutch East Indies or exotic clubs on the left bank of the Seine, but as a quintessentially all-American big band blockbuster, one of the defining heights of the swing era. 2 decades after that recording session, American disc jockeys voted Begin the Begin the 5th greatest song of all time, and Artie Shaw's 1938 recording, the 3rd greatest record of all time. The only person who begged to differ was Artie Shaw. Begin the Begin was the song that made him a pop star, a global celebrity, a serial lover of what he called love goddesses. He was engaged to Betty Grable when he ran off with Lana Turner. He married Ava Gardner and had an affair with Rita Hayworth. And he hated it all. Begin the Begin had begun it, and he couldn't wait to end the Begin and get the hell out.
You're not one of these people who ever was pushed into the music business. You more or less picked up an instrument voluntarily.
Yeah, but I was pushed into it by my background, my environment. I mean, by my needs to become somebody, end quote. And, you know, I finally became somebody. You know, beware of what you wish for. You might get it. And then you find what you wanted was not what you wanted.
Also famous for, at moments in your career, having a go at members of your public who only ever want to hear Frenesy or Begin
yeah,
the Begin.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you think...
You're making me laugh. This wasn't the reason I quit the music business.
Yet here they are. They still want to hear Begin the Begin.
I don't
Frenesy,
give a damn what they want to hear. I don't have to play it. I mean, it's like asking Van Gogh to paint the same painting over and over and over. He did it. I did begin. If you want it, get the record. People say, why don't you quit? I say, have you got every record I ever made? Well, no. Well, then get them all and ask me. First, I mean, you know, you can't tell people what to do.
But
it's a great presumption, don't you think?
That's Artie Shaw's 1946 remake, with a 15-piece string section, as if to subvert the original and say to his fans, OK, if you only want to begin the begin, let's begin a dozen different begins just to keep me awake. You may have noticed by now that this is a rather odd song of the week. We've gone very deep into the show without hearing anything of the lyric, except for Xavier Cugat's vocalist, Don Reed, saying over and over when they begin the begin without ever getting on and beginning it. It's very difficult to sing the vocal in anything other than begin rhythm, because that's what the lyric's about. That's what the story's about. This was a favourite singer of Porter's, Leslie Hutchinson.
Oh, yes, let them begin the begin, make them play. Till the stars that were there before return upon you. Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly knew what heaven we're in when they begin the begin. When they begin the begin.
Hutch was quite a risque fellow, so I was wondering whether he'd sing the original penultimate line, and we suddenly know the sweetness of sin. But no, no point making a record like that, because no radio station would ever have played it. Hence, we suddenly know what heaven we're in. That was the favourite record of the Indian spiritual leader, Meher Baba, who claimed to be God in human form. So he certainly knew what heaven he was in or headed to. And he left instructions that Hutch's Begin the Begin was to be played at his funeral, which it was. It seems odd to me that God should have Cole Porter at his funeral, but that's by way of a theological aside. Meher Baba, like many Maharishi and the like, had quite a following among 1960s rock stars. And so in order to ingratiate themselves with their spiritual mentor, they started making strange little recordings of Begin the Begin. Here's Pete Townsend of The Who.
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin the begin.
I'm feeling a bit like Alec Wilder after that. The weight of all 108 bars hangs very heavy. Cole Porter was an ardent writer. He wrote very passionate tunes, and the lyrics match them, trembling on the brink of being overripe, but without quite plunging in. But Pete Townsend sounds about as ardent as a vanilla milkshake there. Almost half a century after Artie Shaw, Begin the Begin was a blockbuster smash all over again. In fact, number one in the United Kingdom in 1981 for a singer who had been a big star on the continent since the 60s. But it took Cole Porter to make him a hit in the Anglo world. Julio Iglesias.
It's very interesting to find in one day, in one year, people discover Julio Iglesias with a song called Porter, which I love that song. Mm.
It's not typical Julio, though.
Well, it's typical. Well, everything is typical of me because I sing and I put my style, but it's not the song that I wrote, which is very confused for me. But this surprised me because I never thought that one day it could be a success or just a number one in England in the hit parade for 2 weeks.
Artie Shaw substituted his own beat and dropped Cole Porter's lyric. Likewise, Julio Iglesias substituted his own beat but kept one line of Cole Porter's lyric.
When they begin, they begin. Quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber si tú aún me quieres. Quiero volver a empezar. When they begin, they begin. Quiero saber qué fue de tu vida. Quiero saber si todo se olvida para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final y seguro ya estaba que tú aún me querías. Hoy al ver que ya todo acabó, que no daría para volver a empezar. Día a día te hacías querer un poco más. ¿Quién me iba a decir que una vez te perdería? Y hoy al verme tan solo sin ti, que no daría para volver a empezar.
The Spanish lyric retains the first line of Cole Porter's text and then goes its own way. No tropical splendor, no swaying palms, just generic love song pan. Volve a empezar means to start over. I want to feel the old feeling. I want to know if you still love me. I want to start over with a disco beat. Does this only happen to Beguines? I don't know whether the next hit version of Begin the Beguine will be a thrash metal arrangement with half the lyric in Slovene, but I'm willing to bet it won't be in Beguine rhythm with Porter's marvellous text. Here's a favourite version of mine from Adelaide Hall. Not necessarily a small Martinican boite on the left bank in Paris, but somewhere similarly intimate and intense. Adelaide told me Cole Porter liked this version.
When they begin, the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. And down by the shore an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin, they'll begin to live. again is past all endeavor. Except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to part. One moment's divine, what rapture serene. Two clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. Oh yes, let them begin the begin, make them play, till the stars that were there before return above you, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the begin, when they begin the begin.
A song from Me to You, Adelaide Hall singing Words and Music by Cole Porter. Once begun, the begin is not easily ended. Ask Artie Shaw.
I would say if a piece of popular music at the time was written lasts 50 years, it's got a good shot at what we laughingly call immortality, because we may be going the way of the dinosaur. And I don't know what immortality means anyway. But that's what we aim at, isn't it? We're aiming to transcend this short lifetime we have. Do something that'll outlast us.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.